our passion for non-lucidity. Meditation exposes another reason why we have so many non-lucid dreams. It's because we love them. We love to get seduced into non-lucidity. Let me show you how far this statement goes. It's a humbling assertion that can help you not only understand your dreams, but much of your life. I invite you to take a close look and see if the following is true for you. Most of us love to get swept away by the stories and dramas of our lives. We love getting hooked into our thoughts, lost in our emotions, or sucked into one production or another. The Tibetan word for this is shenpa, which literally means attachment, but is more colloquially translated as being hooked. You can see the power of the hook up close and personal in meditation, and then eventually in all of life. When we sit in meditation, a thought pops up, and before we know it, we're sucked into it. That's non-lucidity, and it happens all the time. An emotion comes up, and before we know it, we're lost in some fantasy. That's non-lucidity, and it happens constantly. This same love affair with non-lucidity occurs when we get hooked into gossip, a movie, or any other form of drama. We actually pay to get hooked. And it's a big price that we pay, for it ends up costing us a large part of our lives. As Thoreau famously put it, quote, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived," end quote. We don't live much of our lives. We're not fully present for life because we're so caught up in distraction. And parenthetically, this is why so many people feel that something is missing. Something is missing, but it's not out there. Our awareness or lucidity is what's missing. And so because of this lust for getting lost, lost in thought, lost in fantasy or in our emotions, we end up spending most of our lives getting sucked into the movies, into one form of distraction or another. And every single night, this love affair plays out when we get hooked and lost in our non-lucid dreams. At overt levels, this hook is behind the multi-billion dollar entertainment industry. It's the same phenomenon taking place at a global level, a process that has its origins in how we love to be captured by the contents of our own mind. A spicy thought pops up and covertly advertises, "Hey, come along with me, I'll make you happy." A juicy emotion arises and whispers, "Stick with me, I'll entertain you." And so we endlessly get lost in the contents of our mind, a loss that once again continues as we lose ourselves in non-lucid dreams. Lucidity, in daytime or nighttime context, is about being fully present to what's happening and about being aware of the context in which things are happening. When you're lucid to your dreams, you're aware of the context that you're dreaming. When you're non-lucid, you're not fully present or aware. So lucidity, or full presence and awareness, sounds good on paper, but it's not so entertaining for the ego, which feeds on distraction. Just sit in meditation for an hour or longer, and you'll find yourself hungry for entertainment, for something to do. Once again, what I'm trying to do is point out at the deepest levels why we don't have lucid dreams. As we can now see, the reasons go really deep. Understanding these reasons will help us appreciate what's required to flip from non-lucidity to lucidity, and will further empower the practice of meditation. So let's drop to one final level, to the roots of our love affair with non-lucidity. The reason we love to be captured so much is because distraction, or in our terms, non-lucidity, is the lifeblood of ego. Ego feeds on forgetfulness. It sustains itself on mindlessness. And it does so because distraction, forgetfulness, mindlessness, and therefore non-lucidity, are all expressions of ignorance. This isn't your normal ignorance, like not knowing about a topic. This is a primordial ignorance that is unaware of the nature of mind and reality. The subversive but omnipresent engine that runs our entire non-lucid life. And this primordial ignorance is actually a primordial non-lucidity, a fundamental lack of awareness, of which our non-lucid dreams are a secondary and natural consequence. This is the ignorance that the Buddha, whose name literally means the awakened one, or the one who knows, woke up from. In many ways, the Buddha was the ultimate lucid dreamer, the one who removed this primordial ignorance and became lucid to both the waking and the dreaming state. Ego in this context refers to our sense of self, that ineffable feeling of I or me. It's beyond our scope to explore what the ego is and how it came about. The point for us now is that the ego, and by extension our non-lucid dreams, are both a product of this ignorance. So this ignorance not only gives birth to ego, but continues to sustain it moment to moment through distraction, mindlessness, and forgetfulness. In other words, non-lucidity sustains the ego. Whenever we go non-lucid and get hooked into our thoughts during the day or our dreams during the night, we're recharging the ego. Getting lost in thoughts or dreams is simultaneously the expression of this fundamental ignorance and its resurrection. Tenzin Wangyal Rinpoche says, quote, "No matter how many nights we sleep, we cannot finish sleeping. We return to it again and again as if it recharges us, and it does. Ignorance is the sustenance of samsara, and as samsaric beings, when we dissolve into the sleep of ignorance, our samsaric lives are fed. We wake stronger, our samsaric existence is refreshed." End quote. Samsara, by the way, refers to conventional reality, this world of endless suffering and dissatisfaction, and is the opposite of nirvana. So this sleep not only takes place every night, it takes place moment to moment as we get lost in thought or non-lucidity. It's another instance of this idea of self-similarity that I referred to earlier when we talked about fractals, or as the Hermetic tradition itself refers to it, as above, so below. In other words, as with thought, so with dreams. As with dreams, so with thought. Meditation allows us to first see the hook of non-lucidity and to then release it. Every time we see ourselves lost in thought, we're seeing how we've been hooked. And every time we say thinking or wake up, we're letting go of that hook. Or in our context, every time we see ourselves lost in thought, we're seeing how we unwittingly practice non-lucidity. And every time we say thinking, we're waking up to our non-lucid state and practicing lucidity. So it's with meditation that we counteract this primordial ignorance as it manifests in its moment-to-moment expression. This primal ignorance may seem unreachable, you know, like some original sin haunting us from the distant past, but it manifests every time we get hooked into non-lucidity and can therefore be gradually eliminated every time we release the hook and our practice of lucidity. Meditation masters, of course, have removed this primordial ignorance. They have transcended the ego. They've totally unhooked themselves from the recharge or battery pack of distraction. So the mind of a meditation master is never distracted, never mindless, never forgets. A meditation master is never lost in thought or in dream and is therefore lucid to both states of mind. So once again, meditation provides both the diagnosis and the cure. It shows us how we love to be captured and swept away by the contents of our mind during the day, and also how this love affair continues in the dark as we get captured by those same contents as they manifest in the form of non-lucid dreams. In blunt terms, meditation in general, and the nocturnal practices in particular, reveals our passion for ignorance and how this archetypal ignorance expresses itself every single night in non-lucidity. I hope this helps you understand why we have non-lucid dreams and therefore what we need to do to start having lucid ones. With the foundational practices presented in this first course, you'll properly prepare your own field of dreams so that when the Eastern and Western induction techniques are planted in our very next course, they can take root in this field and blossom as lucid dreams.